This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, how's this thing work? Good to be back. Back in the saddle. Oh, man. Lou Gehrig Fritz in for Wally Pipp himself, Spike Eskin. Alongside my guy, Ike Reese, on this tournament Friday. What's happening,
it's
Ike?
It's a tournament Friday. It's not a football Friday anymore. Fritzy! Listen, Fritzy. You're behind the steering wheel.
Back.
Listen, don't crash the car. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Last time you were here, we had a couple fender benders on that joyride.
Listen.
Doing that ride. I'm just saying.
Listen, we're opening today. Would you trade Devontae Smith for Micah Parsons? I'm just kidding. I know. Listen, I got you. Do you think a cold shivers went down Spike's back?
I do.
Yeah, he's probably terrible. Yeah,
listen. When you're in these spots, you don't want anybody to get in their seat, man.
You know he's listening today, too.
Of course he is.
Has to be.
Yes.
He's waiting for a tornado.
That's entertaining.
Yes. Yeah. And by the way.
And let's aggravate him by breaking all of his stupid rules he has.
Although the callers ones, that was out of control yesterday in the 4 o'clock hour. So maybe the callers got to lock back in. They got to lock back in. By the way, I usually sit in your seat for Fritz at 6.
Yeah.
Are you going deaf? I mean, those things are so loud. It's so loud. I just want to make sure you're doing okay over there. I mean,
me and the camera, man.
Turn it down a little bit. Blowing out your ears. We're not at Chickies and Pete's today. We are live here in the studio. The basketball tournament is here. Watch all the action with a special menu at Chickies. Find a location near you at chickiesandpetes.com. So, we got a big show today. Always a big show here on the afternoon show. Elliot joins us at 3. We got the weekend forecast, a tornado at 3:30.
Ooh.
I know, Tornado Shapiro back. I'm a little nervous for that. Of all the things to be nervous about with the show, how to handle tornadoes probably a one seed.
Yeah, that's one you should be a little nervous with.
We got Ben Davis at 4 o'clock for a little check-in, Clearwater check-in. And then the Belt at 4:30, the top 5 at 5 with Justin Morgenstein. You nervous back there? You got a good one today.
Nah, I got to go on, man. Not sure if you heard or not. 6 days till opening day.
Six days till opening day. And
I forgot to say hello to Justin.
I know.
I had one queued up ready to go.
I'm sorry, Justin. Yeah, listen. Won't be the last time you get disrespected today. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, I'm ready.
First time in that seat over there with us here. You've been in that seat with us at Chickies, but he hasn't been in that. Has he been in that seat?
No idea. I mean,
have you been in that seat before, Justin?
Yeah, we'll say today's the first day.
Today's his first day. Yeah. So welcome.
Well, you're lucky. Spike's not here.
Yeah. And he would have critiqued your top five and everything, little thing you do.
Exactly, yes.
It would have been brutal. But luckily, we know how to do the show.
Yes, we're like the substitute teachers.
Yeah, come on.
It's a fun day today.
We're here for a good time.
That's right.
We're just here for a good time. And speaking of a good time, we are 6 days away from opening day, like Justin mentioned. And listen, Ike, I've taken my lumps long enough. I've had to hear it. I've had to wear it about what happened in the Mets series and this team's a bunch of chokers, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, Thursdays is usually Tell the Truth Thursday. Well, On the Record Friday has also been a bit on this show for a long time. And it's time to go on the record as we head into Philly season on whether or not you are in or out on the baseball team, because I've heard a lot of people say that they're out. Oh, my God. The October, they chase. What happened to the Diamondback series? And they're turning into the new Sixers. And, you know, just wake me up in October. And I just can't do it. I can't do it. As the season is getting closer, I am getting more in on the Phillies. And I need the city to get over last year, lock in a little bit, and get ready for what is going to be a season in which the Phillies are going to sleepwalk to 90-plus wins. They may or may not win the division. Sleepwalk to 90 to 90, 95 wins.
Oh, okay.
And they have a legitimate chance to win the World Series. The Phillies have a legitimate chance to win the World Series. And my belief in them winning the World Series is rising by the day. And something that has been sticking in my craw for most of the latter portion of the offseason is they did nothing this offseason, and they're not better than last year. Yes, they are. They are better than last year. Like, opening day last year was Rojas, not Francisco. Johan Rojas was starting in center field. That's not here anymore. They are doing a Marsh in center field, and I know that we don't know Max Kepler yet, but Max Kepler is an upgrade to this for this roster. He's at least a competent, quality left fielder that in the past has hit 25 plus home runs in a season. And if you look at his spring so far, you're judging by the at-bats. It's a high quality at-bat. We'll break it down with Ben Davis.
Yeah.
It's a high quality at-bat from that. So you have a better offense on paper than last year. You have a better rotation on paper than last year with the addition of Jesus Luzardo. The Ranger thing stinks, but you know what's nice? Is not having to do a Taijuan Walker and Tyler Phillips and Colby Allard and whoever. Like, if they have a competent fifth starter last year, that's a 100-win baseball team. It's a 100-win baseball team. They won 95 games. If they had a guy with a pulse pitching every fifth day, that's a 100-win ball club. Jordan Romano is someone that actually everyone's complaining about. We need a real closer. He has been a real closer. He has stayed healthy. He looks good so far in spring. I know it's a leap, but if he's there, it's a real closing experience. And my final point, Ike,
yes,
on they're actually better, because I can just see you over there. You're getting nauseated early.
You're doing a good job. Listen, you're doing a good job.
I could see the nauseation.
Yeah, because it's a lot of selling. Not like a used car salesman right now.
Well, listen. No one better when it comes to Phil season.
Yep.
My final point is, and I'm not an excuse guy. We're not an excuse show. That is something that is a staple of this program. But they were banged up heading into the postseason last year. Bohm was hurt. Stott was hurt. Harper was hurt. Trey was hurt. JT had offseason surgery or had midseason surgery. Yeah. Like, that has to factor in to them playing mediocre baseball for 2.5 months and having a bad week against the New York Mets. They're banged up. They have made real additions this offseason. They're going to sleepwalk the 90-plus wins. I'm in on the Phils, Ike.
See, so I'm sitting here listening to you, right? And you know I want you to lead me to the promised land. I do. I got to put all my faith and trust in you. You're Jackie Baseball.
Well,
you're the foremost authority figure on baseball, especially at this station. But we can argue about whether it's in the city or not, whether or not how much baseball you know, and how you can sort of project and see what this team is supposed to be. I've trusted you in these cases. We've worked together for years.
Yep.
So I get it. I want to be both feet in there with you, but I'm not. I just got to be honest with you, I'm not. I'm 1 foot in and 1 foot out on this team. And I'm actually sort of conflicted as to, is it just me, my natural instinct to want the team to play better, to do better, and have a glass half full outlook on the team?
I think that's your natural.
That's my natural sort of instinct. That's what I normally do.
It's what makes you, pal.
But here's the thing. I cannot ignore what I felt at the end of the year. So I got to be honest with you. For me, last year was probably the first year that I felt like I had egg on my face with the team.
With just them. Because yeah. I know the Embiid thing has had a couple years of egg on the egg on their face.
That, okay. That's a separate egg. Thank you for bringing that up. Yeah, that's a separate egg. No, I mean, with the Phillies, man, because I really believed in this team last year.
Sure.
I really thought that they were going to win the World Series last year. I really believed that last year. I convinced myself of that last year.
Even I was getting a little nervous for you. Like you kept beating that drum, and I was like, I don't know. I don't know if
it's funny,
see it.
I didn't really hear that at the time. You left me out there.
Yeah, well, I was like, I want to be there with you too. You know,
I'm just saying. If I'm being honest, I'm still bothered by that. I'm not going to tell you the team is worse.
Sure.
I'm like, I think it's a good baseball team. I really do. I think it's a playoff baseball team. I really do. It's almost as if I know what the Phillies are. When you say they're going to sleepwalk to 90 to 95 wins, I actually agree with you for the most part.
Yeah.
They should. All right, consider if obviously we don't know injuries and how that'll impact the season.
Uh-huh.
But for the most part, the talent is there.
Well, let's put it this way.
To do that.
Let's put it this way. Wheeler, you feel pretty good. He's gonna have a high twos, low three ERA. Noly, you feel pretty good about a 3.2.
I'm a Nolesman.
You are a Nolesman. I'm actually Noly's one of my guys this year. I'm in on Noly. Sanchez is the guy that could pop. You know, he can get into the high twos,
low
threes.
Well, he's the guy where you look at and you're saying, there's room to grow. We know what those first two guys are.
Yeah.
Like, we know what they are already. Sanchez, is there another level to him?
Hit 98. Okay. Continuing to command
that
pitch.
But there's the room for growth right there.
Sure. But and on offense, you know what Schwarber's going to do? You know what Harper's going to do? You know what those guys are mostly going to do?
Here's where the questions lie. It's the lineup.
Yeah?
It's the lineup. And quite frankly, Harper and Schwarber, you're right. Even you can throw Casty in there. Like, I know there's going to be highs and lows with Casty. You can almost expect that.
Yep.
You can expect that. It's the other guys. It's the other guys that I'm not necessarily as confident in. You're telling me Max Kepler is going to be somebody that we're going to all be excited about?
Top five offensive fill this year.
Okay. I'm open to seeing it.
Yeah.
I'm open to seeing it. But I know what Marsh is. That doesn't excite me.
Had a home run off a lefty yesterday.
I don't care. It does not excite me. I know what JT is. Does not excite me.
He's the big one because he feels like he's trending down.
So I got two other players where I feel like there is at least room for growth in Turner and Stott. Right? Bohm, I like Bohm, but I also know there's a limit. There's a ceiling there.
Yeah, but at the same time, and to try to defend Bohm, he did have the wrist injury, and he was on pace. Like, he had 3 RBIs in a month and still ended the year with 97 RBIs.
Put it this way. This is as gently as I can put it. As long as he's not relied upon from I have to be out front guy to lead this thing, I think we'll be okay. If he could lay in the weeds and just do what Bohm does and the rest of the guys around him hit, I think Alec Bohm will be just fine. It's when the pressure gets put on him that he doesn't respond well. So that part I've come to learn about him. But Turner and Stott are guys. If Stott can get back to where he was 2 years ago, okay, then the lineup is better. If Turner, in this leadoff spot, half the time, and we'll get into the two lineups, we'll get into that. But I do believe Turner has room to grow to sort of change the overall outlook on the lineup. I'm telling you this. I'm open to it. My confidence in it, that's a totally different view on it. I'm at about a 6 confidence-wise. But I'm open to it. I'm open to it. But as far as them in the lineup and hitting, and Topper, I love Topper. Topper's a good guy. He's a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
He may be too good of a guy.
Well, here's my thing with Topper.
Does he have the ability to be a bad guy at times?
I think the conversation about Rob Thompson is a lot like the conversation around Sirianni heading into last year.
Okay.
Now, I don't think his seat was as hot. Like, I don't think Rob Thompson was, I think Sirianni's seat was,
right,
quote unquote, hotter than Rob Thompson's. They gave him the extension this offseason. And like Rob Thompson, sure, I think everyone has to adjust. You can't just be the same guy over and over again. Can he be the bad guy? But at the same time, their resumes heading into the year are pretty much the same. They both have had a World Series last Super Bowl appearance, and they both have a pretty bad collapse in their record. Now it's on the Rob Thompson's year this year.
Yeah.
And that's where it kind of reminds me of Sirianni from, you know, Sirianni, the same kind of thing. They had a bad collapse, went to the Super Bowl, but had overall a good record.
And at least Nick had, like, a lot of people wanted Nick to be just stay out of the way, Nick.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't. He didn't just stay out of the way. He was an integral part in this team winning the Super Bowl. And I understand head coaches and football are different than managers.
Sure.
I understand that. But if we're looking at Coach Sirianni as a quote-unquote CEO head coach, which is essentially a manager of personalities, the locker room, mm-hmm. and the environment, the culture, that sort of thing, that is sort of the same role the Rob Thompson has, and I believe Nick Sirianni played an integral part in the Eagles winning the Super Bowl. He wasn't just along for the ride.
And I got there, too. I totally agree
right?
with you.
He had to make a decision to go from being a passing offense to being a running offense.
Yep.
He had to handle some internal strife with star players, right? He had his own stuff going on. Like, he didn't just go along for the ride. He had to be a part of this thing, and I need Rob Thompson to be a part of this thing.
But you know what the Eagles did as well? They doubled down on that culture, and that culture can work. And I think the Phillies are kind of doing the same thing of this culture can get the job done. If it doesn't, Rob Thompson's probably not here after the year because, you know, you can't really change up the entire core too much. You can make trades here or there.
Sure.
But, the Thompson thing is a part of it. Maybe he shaves his head. He's got a great, thick, black head of hair.
I didn't even go to that. Yeah, I forgot about the whole shaving the head thing. Yeah, how about he's not shaving the head?
Oh, come on.
He's not shaving that
head. Not calling him old. But he's 60 this year.
He looks younger. However old he is, he looks younger than that.
You can't shave that off.
Yeah.
You can't shave that off. 215-592-9494. On the record Friday, are you in or out a week away from Phil season? Get in now. 215-592-9494. Corey's in Columbus. What's happening, Corey?
Hey, what's up? What y'all doing? How y'all doing today, baby?
Wow. Well, welcome to the show, buddy.
What up, C?
Kyle Schwarber.
Hey man, look. Let me just put this out here. I'm on a championship run right now. You know, my football teams. Now I'm transferring over to baseball. We about to win the championship this year. I'm putting it out there. You know, 6 days until opening day. I'm gonna put some predictions out there. I got us winning about 92 games because we really don't need to dominate and prove the regular season like we did last year. You know, we saw that. We postseason focused. I feel like this year is going to be more like the 2022 season. I'm not talking about struggling in the beginning. I'm talking about more of just like, you know, we're going to wait till we get to the postseason. You know, I think when you put in Trey Turner in a leadoff spot, I think he's going to break his career record. I think he's going to lead. I think he's going to break his career record in runs this year. You know, I think his high is like 105, 106. I think he like goes up to like 120 this year.
Yeah, can he get over 30 stolen bases? That's what I need more than anything. You know.
And then my boy Bryson Stott, my boy gonna be an all-star this year. You know, I feel like he's gonna make the all-star team. This is gonna be the year that these dudes take us there. Now the only thing that has me worried is because like, you know, we got a guy like in the old guard, like top of Rob Thompson, like just like the way he is, like he sometimes I feel like he takes too long to make adjustments. Like, I don't want to see Taijuan Walker pitch at all this season.
Oh, he's going to be in the starting. He's in the opening rotation. Yeah, what are you talking about? Yeah, Ranger's hurt. Yep.
I don't want to see him pitch at all. Like, Ranger has me worried because he already dealing with a back. But I do think that we get to the NLCS this year. So I'm in on the Philly. You know what I'm saying? I'm always going to be have optimism with my team. And, you know, they don't got me. I mean, last year was last year, just like the Eagles. You said it, you know, we came off, you know, a rocky season, a collapse, didn't look too good. The boys came back motivated. And, you know, we're going to be motivated again with the Phillies this year.
But here's what I'm saying, though, Corey. With the Eagles, it didn't just happen. They made a big acquisition in bringing in Saquon.
We got Max Kepler.
Right? Sure. Okay. So you brought in different players. But what I'm saying is there was also adversity throughout the season. And at some points, there were times where the character, or I would say the magnitude of having Nick Sirianni as your head coach, having Saquon in your locker room, like that stuff came to the forefront. Like it had to be implemented. In other words, we're not just going to get through the season hunky-dory and everybody – nobody's going to have to necessarily put an extra foot forward. And I'm wondering, is that going to happen? That's what I'm wondering.
And I feel like Bryce Harper gonna get these boys motivated this year. Like, he got to be the leader. Like, this year you can't be people's friends. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be that boisterous leader. If people ain't stepping up, Trey Turner supposed to be your guy. If I'm your guy and I'm supposed to be your boy, if you're not performing, I'm gonna call you out. You know what I'm saying, Jack? When you be in producing and you slipping, you know you not paying attention,
right?
I call you out.
Accountability.
Yeah.
It's an accountability show. They got to be an accountability team. And the same thing goes for the manager. You got to hold these boys accountable.
And I keep comparing the Eagles with the Phillies, because I think there is a parallel there. Mm-hmm. There was also a point where, when we're talking about the stars, you just brought up Bryce, Corey. There's a time there where AJ, even though he's saying it in a sort of indirect way, when he's talking about passing is something they need to work on or get better at, that is holding someone accountable. Like, that is pointing something out, as opposed to not pointing something out.
Bryce is going to come out midway through the season and say, our problem is pitching?
I'm just saying, man. It has to be done.
Yeah,
you got to do that. You if you want to be the leader of the team, you want to win a championship, you got to have those uncomfortable conversations.
Well, yes. it's his legacy on the line. Friend. It's his legacy. Corey, real quick, before we let you go here, how do you feel about it? Seeming a lot of callers are starting to take more and more shots at you. Obviously, we had Corey in Kentucky yesterday, which was brought up by Aaron and Mount Airy. And then Chris in Middletown, again, on the midday show, led it off with a shot at Corey. Are you starting to realize that people are having takes about you? I mean, it's got to be a tough spot that the spotlight's starting to turn on you.
Hey, what's QB1 say? What do you say? Heavy is the head, baby. You know,
heavy is the head. Where's the crown?
When you got the crown, baby.
Did he say that? I mean, that's been a saying for a long time.
Yeah, he definitely didn't come up with it on his own. Yeah,
people want to take shots at the crown. You know what I'm saying? Now, I didn't give myself the crown. You know what I'm saying? It just comes. You know, when you work hard. You know what I'm saying? Look. Spike said all these people is better than Jalen Hurts, right? Everybody better than Jalen Hurts until you got to be better than Jalen Hurts. You know, everybody better than Corey from Kentucky.
Wow.
Everybody better than Corey from Kentucky, Corey worldwide, wherever I want to be from, until you got to be better than me. That's all.
Listen,
you
had a purpose before they had an opinion, Corey.
Well,
people forget
tell you
that.
Me,
there he goes,
personally,
Corey Columbus.
I do not like Corey and Aaron, Mount Airy, going at each other.
I don't like Corey fighting with anyone. It's not that Corey can't handle himself. It's just like... Yeah. Corey's my guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, both of those guys are my guy right
now. I love
there,
Aaron,
man.
Too. It's like, it's hard. It's a tough listen, frankly. I don't know who to choose. I don't want to choose anyone.
I don't want to choose anybody.
We do have an next question today, because the caller yesterday, when he's talking about how he wanted to rant about stickers on fruit.
Right.
It got me thinking, on this Friday heading into the weekend, everyday gripe. What's bothering you today? And the thing that's bothering me today, not to make it always about social media.
But it's always about social media.
But Ike, I'm allowed to be a little bit proud of starting to get in better shape, okay?
Right.
So I put out a nice side-by-side photo of me looking like a house at the City Connect reveal last year.
Because
I remember that photo and all the mean comments, and I said, you know what? Never again. I'm not letting this loser with an egg profile photo tell me I'm fat.
That's usually what it is, yep.
So I put
about 10 followers.
Exactly right. So I put a side-by-side up. Like, man, I'm proud of myself a little bit. It's okay.
You look good. I saw it. You look good.
And it's a lot of comments of, it's the same. You turn sideways in the one, you know? Like, just, can we just not be awful for one day? You know, they look the same with max 10 pounds. Annoying. Justin, is there what's bothering you today?
Yeah, so this is like old man yelling at cloud type stuff. But, like, I go for a walk every morning. And this morning, like, it's one of those time of year right now where you don't know if it's warm, you don't know if it's cold, but more than anything, the wind just howling in your face as you're going for your morning walk. Like, you got to put on your hat because your hair is going everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ike. And,
Wow.
But
like
it's just brutal. Like, it's brutal. Like, I did not enjoy my walk this morning at all. Wind going everywhere.
Your hair
brutal.
Messed up.
You don't have that much hair, though.
And, I mean, your face gets all red for no reason. Like, I come back, I look like a tomato.
Well,
like, what are we doing?
It has been increasingly windy for no reason recently. It seems like every day is like
a spring.
No, but it's different. I feel something. I hope there's not like a tornado
storm
we
coming
get.
Or something.
Yeah, because I take walk and sut out of our morning walks.
Yeah,
and like I gotta bundle them up extra. You know, like, is there anything bothering you? on this nice Friday?
Yeah. Just don't know if I really should say it.
How much time you got?
Yeah. It's normally family things.
Okay, you should probably not say that then. 215.
Family things, man.
It's an on-the-record Friday. Phil season.
I mean, seriously, how hard is it to just put the dishes in the dishwasher, man?
Feels like that's a very dad.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Seriously. Like, what person is okay with coming in the kitchen and there's dishes in the sink?
Kids.
Shouldn't there be like an innate thing that says, all right, I should put these up? If you're not going to wash them, right, that would be going above and beyond for today's society to actually wash the dishes themselves, right, if they see dirty dishes in the sink.
Yeah.
But how about just put them in the dishwasher?
So this is going to annoy you until they get their own place. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah. Well, my wife's not going anywhere.
Oh, okay. I thought we were talking about
the entire family. Yes, all of them.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Everybody.
I was trying to defend Elijah.
Yes, all of them. Yes, it's everybody.
That's good. 215-592-9. Dude, I forgot how much I burp when I host, by the way. I'm back at it again.
No, I forgot how much
you burp. Yeah, I know. You keep looking over here. I'm like, you know, it's a lot. Spike's texting me already. I'm saying things wrong. It's a disaster for a segment here.
Hold on. Spike, we're not doing this all day today.
Because I said nauseation instead of nausea.
Let Jack do the show.
Let him cook.
Yes, let him cook.
Let him cook. 215-592-9494 is how you get in. On the record Friday, are you in or are you out on the Phillies heading into the season? And our next question of the day, everyday gripe, what's bothering you? On the other side, something Bryce said when we were down at spring training that sticks out to me and could lead to a different kind of season for the Phils. We'll get to your phone calls and a whole lot more coming up next on the afternoon show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the University Studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It is the afternoon show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Sports Radio 94 WIP. We're usually at Chickie's. Not today, though. Don't worry, though. The big games, the big events are always better at Chickie's and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. Ike, how's your bracket doing so far? Bracket doing all right?
So far, so good, brother. Good games, too, the first couple of days. I didn't fall victim to any of the upsets.
It's good.
Now, I haven't gotten every game right, but, you know, to me, as long as you don't lose a Sweet 16 team in the first weekend, you're good. I haven't lost a Sweet 16 team.
Did you have McNeese?
I did.
Yeah.
It's McNeese.
Whatever. McNeese. You know, they should change the name to
the
McNeese.
West Coast, yes.
They should change the name to McNeese.
Yeah, I did have McNeese, but I had them plus the points.
Yeah, well, they don't do plus the points in the brackets. You know what I mean?
Like, spread bracket.
Could you imagine? Could you imagine, like, start working in some spreads?
You know what, though? This is the first year I did not fill out, like, a bracket.
Oh.
So I'm really just talking about the FanDuel bets.
Oh, you're just doing gambling.
Yes,
oh, okay.
I just have FanDuel bets.
Wow.
I picked a Final Four, right? As long as my Final Four teams are still alive, I don't really care about the rest of the stuff.
Oh, how times have changed.
Yes.
I mean, literally. Fantasy football doesn't matter, although you are a champion at that.
I am a champion, yes. Some say three-time champion.
Well, no, I noticed that you were out on fantasy football until you won, and you're like, you know what? It's not that bad.
Not that bad.
It's really not that bad. So, yeah, I filled out one bracket this year. That's it.
Listen, all that talk about the tournament doesn't mean anything. And it's like Spike doesn't know what he's talking about.
Well, again, like,
yesterday was a good day. Not a great day, but it was a good day of college basketball. And I'm hoping today is even better.
Yeah, see, I had to, because I wanted to stay up for the late games because they looked pretty
good
exciting.
Good late games last night, yeah.
I'm definitely going to do that tonight. Had to get my sleep because I knew what today was. Today's an opportunity, you know? Today's an opportunity to become Lou Gehrig. You know, so it's a big day. But yeah, well, Spike's just not a sportsman. That's the issue. And today's show, you have two just pure sportsmen behind the microphones. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. It's an on-the-record Friday. Are you in or out on the Phillies this year? In meaning this is a real World Series contender or out? Wake me up in October. Where do you think the polling falls down, Ike?
You know what? Last week we did this, and a lot of people were happy about the Phillies and excited and really had a more of a glass half full outlook on them. I'm wondering if that's still the same today. So I'm going to go with, it's probably closer to 50-50, so it's probably around 55-45. Let's go 57%, one foot in, one foot out.
One percentage point off, 58% in.
Ah,
58%
okay.
In.
Okay, yeah. So it's still pretty optimistic. Yeah.
We're getting closer, but also a high majority of people have their skepticism, which is also good. You know, that should lead to a good season.
Here's the thing: I think it will lead to a good season, and this is not pandering. I just think the climate in the city matters to these teams, especially the teams that we talk about all the time. And the Eagles and the Phillies are two teams that we talk about all the time. And having that little bit of extra pressure on the Phillies and that little sort of intense atmosphere surrounding every game, even from the beginning, I think will bode well for the team. Because now they are playing under a little bit of, oh, you guys don't believe in us? We'll show you. And I don't mind that.
I think that fueled the Eagles last year.
Yes, and I'm okay with that. I think, exactly. I think with the Eagles, they certainly were able to turn that into something they can use as fuel. And as athletes, that's what we do. So I don't mind having that sort of pressure on the baseball team where they realize, yeah, everything you do isn't just going to fly with the fans. Yeah, now you're going to know what it feels like to be an Eagle or be the Eagles in general to some degree. And I think that does force the guys to go out there and be at their best because they know they're going to hear from us if they don't.
Well, and you bringing that up just reminds me of what Jason Stark wrote about 2 weeks ago when he was down there talking to the players, talking to people around the team, when he wrote this. He said, nothing boils this group's juices after a 95-win season more than the talk that they've missed their shot to clear that hump or that they're not even one of the two best teams in the NL East this year. They've also noticed that they're now 3 weeks, now that was a couple weeks ago, so probably over a month into spring training, where they've generated virtually no buzz despite the winning they've done. Now, that could be Super Bowl related, and, and it's probably is aided by that. But it's not like there's been this big yearning, and there's still a lot of people going to Clearwater. It's a great place to go to. People can't wait.
Ballpark is packed down there,
but it's not the same buzz as after 22, after 23, and even last year. Even last year, they and them noticing that I think is significant.
Yeah, I mean they obviously have seen it the other way. And I'm sure they enjoy that. As an athlete, you certainly love the fact that the city is buzzing about your squad. And so to see the Eagles go out and win and now to be considered somewhat of an afterthought, I'm sure that doesn't sit well, with especially with the big players, with Bryce, with Zach, with Schwarbs, with those guys. And even Trey, who's a World Series champion himself.
Yep.
Right? Like, there's a sense of pride that comes with being an athlete, and to be an afterthought, that's not something that is just, I would hope it doesn't sit well with them.
Well, and especially because there's two things. This could be their last time together as a team, and they haven't gotten the ultimate prize. We know that. They have won a lot. And I think that they are like, hold on, we're still good.
So you can use a sort of disrespect card there. Like, hold on, we have won games around here. Believe me, we used to do the whole.
It's annoying.
We are in the playoffs every year.
It's annoying. Yes. Yeah. I don't like it. I don't want to use it because it's Sixers-ish. It's Sixers-ish. I don't want to do that.
Exactly.
I don't want to do that. But they have won a lot. The most postseason wins since 2022. We'll get to this Bryce Harper audio from when we were down there in just a second. But Nick's in Collegeville. What's happening, Nick?
Gentlemen, you guys having a great day?
Fun
day. Sir.
It's like a weight has been taken off our back.
Well, so since Spike isn't in, I'm gonna break all nine rules that he has and the sub rules, 9A, 9B. No, so what happened? Did Rebel take Spike out and he dragged him along and then he hurt his hip and he had to stay home?
No, he's closing on his house today.
Yes.
So he's
becoming a South Jersey resident.
And his neighbor's a big WIP listener, so he's thrilled.
Oh yeah, they got posters out already. We don't want him.
No, he's a great neighbor. He's a great neighbor.
Listen, Ike, are you a superhero guy? You watch like Marvel? Marvel. Okay, so
yeah.
Captain America has this big shield, right? Deflects like bullets and missiles and all these weapons. What the hell is Bryce Harper doing? He's got his little shield out, and in a newspaper today, The Inquirer, no, nobody reads anymore, he starts blaming the coaching staff.
They were out-coached.
They're out-coached, So that's your answer there, Fritzy Boy.
Well, it's an interesting quote. We'll get to more of it coming up a little bit later.
Well, listen, I agree he didn't protect Bryce in the lineup, but Bryce doesn't want to move in the lineup either.
Right.
So you can't get protection if you're like, I need to bat here, put protection in front of me and behind me, and then behind the guy behind me. So I'm on the sidelines here with the Phillies. All right.
Man, that's disappointing because you're a good baseball man, Nick.
Yeah, well, guess what? I need these boys to step up. Now, I understand it's going to be a long season, so what they do in 5, 6 days, 7 days, 10 days, 130 days doesn't really matter till we get to October. But let me tell you, man, I got the flamethrower ready. I'm testing it. I got the Embiid flamethrower.
I think there are a lot of people just like you, Nick. I really do. And I got to be honest with you with the Bryce thing. Here's what I would say with Bryce. The last thing you want to do is deflect, right? Like if you're going to be that guy, and he's done a great job of being the guy who holds himself accountable. He doesn't usually try to place blame somewhere else. This is not the time to start doing that.
Yeah, there's been a couple.
This is not the time.
In the audio that we have, it's a little bit of team approach, not me.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, this is not the time to start doing that.
But at the same time, he hasn't been the issue. You know, he, he,
I,
works a quality at bat. He's stepped up mostly when needed.
But we don't need him to tell us it's not me.
Hey, leaders eat last. That's what the guy who usually sits here tells you. So, I got you.
Fritz, and nobody's really blamed Bryce last year for the way that nobody has. Mm-hmm. So for him to bring that up, that it's like, wait a second. Like, nobody's pointing the spotlight at you. Like, we understand you weren't protected and you did what you were supposed to do. And the bats went, and the billion-dollar bats went cold, except for yours and Casty.
And Casty.
Most of the postseason.
Yep.
But don't start shining a light, because that light is bright and that thing's on a swivel.
Especially if they lose again and he's like, well, it's not me, then people are going to get more and more annoyed.
Yeah.
That's
everybody knows, right? So, okay, here's my thing. For what annoys you.
Yeah.
If I can use Discord and Reddit and I can watch four seasons of Snowflake, Snowfall, and all that, these millennials, ESP, and the guy sitting next to you, Spike, here's my thing. If a TV show is in color or if a movie's in color, that's modern time. Like, you should watch it. If we tell you you should watch it, just because it's older than you by 7 days doesn't mean it's old. All right? That's all I'm saying.
People are really offended by Snowfall. Yeah, I know. But I think I get lumped too much in with Elliot. I do have an appreciation for the older things. Some of the older things.
Yes.
Again, I watched a lot of movies that I was told to watch in the 90s because I felt like I had to as a prerequisite for this show.
I do remember that.
I appreciate old baseball. Yeah. I appreciate old basketball, not the 60s and set, but the 80s, a quality appreciation.
Okay.
The Jordan thing is mostly to tweak you too, you know, and try to make it work.
Yeah.
You know, Elliot actually disrespects. I wish I was older. And I like
grew up in the best time.
Yeah, I'm a 60-year-old in a 31-year-old's body.
Now, I didn't get to see the greats of the 60s, the 70s, right? Like, I didn't get to see those guys. Ali, who just you have during that time? Willie Mays.
Sure. You could say Wilt.
Yeah, Russell. Like, I didn't get Jerry West, like Kareem, the early Kareem days in the 70s. But watching sports in the 80s and the 90s and the 2000s, I feel fortunate to have seen the great players that I got to see, the great athletes that I got to watch during that time. I feel like I grew up in the best time to be alive for sports.
Yeah.
Like to have Magic and Jordan and Montana and you know, the 80s Olympics and, you know, Sanders and Mike Tyson and then Tiger and Shaq and Kobe, LeBron. Like, I got to see all of that.
Yeah, I wish I wasn't a kid.
Serena, like all those great athletes, Michael Phelps, like all of them.
Yeah, I wish I was a little bit older to appreciate it all rather than experiencing it all as a kid. Because I don't know what I'm having for the next 10 years here. You know, like, what am I going to raise walk-on? It's probably going to be, and Sutton, it's probably going to be like, well, Mahomes is a good one. Mahomes is a good one to have.
But the funny thing is, by the time they're old enough to appreciate Mahomes, he'll be in, what, year 15?
I'm going to be telling them, you guys don't even know this guy was the coolest. He had 50 touchdowns in a pass in a season.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. The future of sports is really interesting. Like, it's a lot less about great players. It's all about, like, money.
Well, we don't respect the athlete as much as we did. We still view those guys as like heroes.
Larger than life?
Larger than life type of people. Today's athlete can be, because of social media, it's sort of common that I don't think society puts the athlete on the pedestal that we used to worship the athletes.
Well, and a lot of that has to do, I think, with the debate shows. I mean, LeBron.
That's part of it.
If LeBron played in the 80s, right? I think he's much more appreciated.
Yeah, because there's less scrutiny on him.
It's just, look how awesome.
Yes, look how great he is.
We blame debate shows.
Sure. I agree with that.
That could work.
That's certainly a part of it.
That could work. All right, so Bryce Harper.
Let us have a take.
That's what we do. That's what we do. Interrupt. So when we were down there in spring training, I've thought a lot about this quote the last couple of days because it's something that it does give me hope when we're talking about, you know, can this team change? And is Bryce going to step up as a leader and that kind of stuff? And I just remember him saying this and feeling like in the room, it was like, oh, it's – He's still ticked about how last year went. Here's what was Bryce when we were down there.
Obviously, as an offense, we can always be better. Cutting down our strikeouts, playing the game a little bit better in big situations, big moments, big spots, getting guys over, things like that. Not relying so heavily on the homer. Obviously, that's the thing that we're going to do. We're going to bang. But knowing that we need to round off the edges a little bit and get a little bit better in the batter's box as a team and as an organization, I think that's huge.
Like, if you're not going to make the big outside addition, you obviously need to rely on internal improvements. And I think last year was a lot of using the fuel of losing in the NLCS to try to carry them through the entire season. And what I think that answer says is we know we're flawed. We know that we have things to work on. We're not going to just rely on the magic. We're not going to rely on vibes. Why Stubbs is in AAA and he's not on the big league roster. I like that answer because I hope that that's been the talking point with everyone else. Like and Bryce is the forefront of that.
Sure.
But I like that they're at least acknowledging it. They're having maybe tougher conversations with which they said a month ago.
Yeah.
We're going to have real conversations, not just let things fester.
Yeah.
I thought it was a poignant quote from Bryce.
It's a good sign. Your leader is that's the message coming out of the clubhouse from the manager. And from the organization, you need your leaders to echo that message and to have Bryce say those things. He's not just speaking about himself. We've talked about how he was able to rise to the occasion in the postseason last year. It wasn't necessarily him, but he's also letting his teammates know that, yeah, this is out here. This is what we need from everyone. This is what we need from everyone. So he's not abrasive when he's delivering his messages, right? He's not out here he's not trying to ruffle feathers of his teammates.
It's not like AJ with the passing.
Yeah, but there's something to being able to say this and get it across that, hey, face of the franchise is saying this and he's echoing this message as opposed to smirking at the suggestion of the curveball machine, right? So we've seen him go that route as well. That's a good sign for the organization. I think it's a great sign for leadership from his standpoint. He's the guy we least worry about.
Sure.
We least worry about him. It's the other guys that are going to have to do their part.
Yeah, and it's just, it sounded more serious. Like,
yeah.
It sounded more.
And he needs that tone.
Well, and it wasn't, guys, it was a bad week. You know, we had one bad week. It was, they feel how the last couple of postseasons have ended.
They've accepted why it ended that way. In other words, what I'm saying is they aren't making excuses for it the way we heard immediately after the series was open. It seems like, I mean, the series was over. It seems like that message has been passed down through the players and they've embraced it and accepted that. And you would know better than I would as you watch every spring game. Does it appear from a approach at the plate standpoint that they are at least attempting?
So again, and I'm trying not to get too excited because again, it is spring, but in just watching them, it does look better.
Okay.
You know, like there's been times where Trey's taking a bad swing, sure, but he's also walked a good amount.
Okay.
And Schwarber, you never worry about. Harper, you never worry about. But you know, I think Bohm's had a really good spring. He looks healthy. Cassianos, he's actually worked a couple 8-pitch at bats. We like to see that.
So?
And then you get down to the, like, I think Stotts looked great. I think Marsh has looked great. And I think Kepler's looked really good. So from the standpoint of are they getting the message, like, it's all when I watch the spring training game, all I care about is if I see a ball going out of the zone, I'm yelling at the TV, don't swing.
Don't swing it.
Like,
yeah.
Don't swing.
Yeah.
And I do think they've done a better job. When the bullets start flying and your
face. We'll see if that happens, if they can stick with that once we get into the real game.
Because they're going to struggle.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, even like 08, the offense went cold for like 6 weeks in the middle of the season. Mm-hmm. It's happened to even the best offenses. Can they stick with it?
Yeah.
And whether you want to buy into it or not, Kevin Long said in an interview like 2 months ago with The Athletic, he's like, last year I would let things go. You know, I'd say I would go on for a week. I wouldn't say anything. And he's like, this year, We're as soon as we see it, we're getting on top of it.
Okay.
So hopefully it works.
Yeah.
Ultimately, we don't know. In 6 days, we'll get a better idea. Really, not even 6 days, 2 months. I think we'll get a better idea.
Yeah.
But so far, it's at least encouraging.
Yeah.
We'll put it that way.
Like I said, you like the at least the messaging that you're hearing coming out of the clubhouse.
I like it. In on the fills. Today is brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. The basketball tourney is here. Watch all the action with a special menu at Chickies. Find a location near you at chickiesandpete's.com. On the other side, in addition to your phone calls on whether or not you're in on the Phillies and what's bothering you for next question, we're also going to be joined by Insider of the Year. Yes, Elliot Shore Parks, how has his life changed since winning Eagles Insider of the Year? What's his reaction to not having the five best odds to repeat? The disrespect continues. And of course, the Eagles, would he trade for a certain star pass rusher if he becomes available? And he must defend another one of his asinine takes because he's back. He is back and better than ever. Elliot Shore Parks joins Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Coming up next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.